KQED.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness is holding its annual convention in San Francisco this week. Among the honorees, Judge Stephen Manley of San Jose. He presides over one of the first mental health courts in California, and he stopped by the studio to talk about how they work.
Traditionally, we treat everyone the same, and we do not single out a group of individuals for special treatment and attention. The mentally ill do not get better, and their behavior does not change through punishment alone and traditional probation. So what we do in a mental health court is put all mentally ill offenders together. We supervise them carefully, and we provide them with treatment that they participate in. We actually have doctors in our courthouse. We have case managers. We have drug and alcohol counselors, as well as mental health counselors and therapists.
Would you say you're decriminalizing mental illness, or is it more that you're taking a more holistic approach to some of the folks who come before your bench?
We are not decriminalizing mental illness. We are being proactive, in my view. We have seen an increase, a marked increase, in the number of individuals coming into the criminal justice system who are mentally ill. Once you sentence an offender, place them on probation, order them to participate in a treatment, they simply never follow through if they are mentally ill. They come right back to us. The studies show that up to 80-90% reoffend within a relatively short period of time.
Over the last three decades, California's tripled the number of prisons it operates. Do you have a sense of how many people in prison are there partly because of untreated or poorly treated mental illness?
Yes, I do. We have very good studies coming from the federal government, from the Bureau of Justice Assistance. It looked at about 473 jails and prisons across the nation, including California, and found a very high percentage of offenders in prison and in jail who were mentally ill. That is, they had one identifiable mental illness.
And yet, for the folks who are not in prison, who are managing to live on the outside, as it were, they're struggling with another challenge now, which is the budget crisis. People who rely on supplemental security income, or SSI as it's called, have to make do with less. At the same time, they're getting less from other state programs like Medi-Cal and Dentical. How are you seeing this play out from your vantage point in the court?
Well, I supervise approximately 1,600 offenders, and so I have a pretty good sense from the ground level of what's happening. For example, we are running out of housing. There is no housing available. As funding goes away for the support systems these individuals need, unfortunately, as has been true in most other social problems that we see, the courts and the jails and the prisons become the safety net, rather than the agencies and departments that should be providing the care for these individuals. There is really no reason why a court should have a psychiatrist in the courthouse to provide mental health assistance. We do that because there is no other place for these people, individuals, to go. And it is simply not fair, in my view, and it's not carrying out the duty of the court to simply put them back on the streets, knowing that they'll be right back in our jail again.
Judge, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Judge Stephen Manley of San Jose presides over one of the first mental health courts in California, the largest mental health court in the nation.